Blog Talk Radio. Satisfaction or dissatisfaction of things. Now, on the yourself, you're also likely to experience the inner discontent and yearning for appreciation from your partner. The 13th and 12th, because Venus then is square the sun, is irritations that seem to stem from others could be the reflection of our own inner uneasiness. Do your best to control yearnings for more and search for a creative solution for your inner dissatisfaction. Now, literally giving you an answer to your problem. Let's see. Now, the moon is waxing, which was generally considered favorable for new beginnings, with some exceptions. According to the principles of timing with the moon, a window of opportunity occurs this week from approximately 7:50 a.m. to 2:10 p.m. Now, that's on Thursday, April 14th, while the moon is in Virgo. Now, swinging a little bit forward, finishing off the first quarter moon, which was last week. If we begin a project or an initiative around the new moon, it might be now getting off the ground and face its first obstacles. So, last week, early Saturday, the first quarter moon occurred when the sun and Aries formed a square with the moon in Cancer. Isn't that fun? Moons and squares. How do we know that it's a square? Who's making all these rules? What if it's all a simulation anyway? I don't know. I'm just doing it. What we're doing. So there's a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action shortly after we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. If we began a project or initiative around the new moon, it might now be getting off the ground and may face its first obstacles. The moon occurs at 19 degrees and 24 minutes of Cancer, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 17 to 21 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Now, the sun is in Aries, March 20th to the 19th of April. This is when we're more enthusiastic and spontaneous, motivated by the desire to conquer. We are more impulsive and have the urge to initiate. And Aries is a sign that bounces back quickly. There is a little in the way of shame of with Aries. No shame at all. It is brave and pioneering and somewhat innocent. So we are direct and rather uncomplicated in our needs, but we can also be short-sighted and lack the desire to plan ahead. Mercury is in Aries, March 27th to April 10th. When Mercury is in Aries, we are less concerned with the objective viewpoints and explanations and more concerned with reaching a decision quickly. Our thoughts and ideas are pioneering, and we tend to speak more spontaneously and directly with the planet of communication in bold and assertive Aries. Now, in this week, it's going to be the 10th to the 16th. Full moon, now this is occurring Saturday, April 16th, at 2:55 p.m. Saturday afternoon, the full moon occurs when the sun in Aries forms an opposition to the Libra moon. The moon will be in Libra, yay! Like, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Could go either way, it is a scale. Yeah, where did you go? Thank you. Where did you go? Thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you. That makes sense. Boom. Hey, everyone, jumping on. I know it's a weird time for me to get on, but... So you're home sick, don't feel fantastic. I had to stay home, so might as well do something productive on my show. Besides, it is broadcasting time for the forecast. We have a full moon upon us, and it might be time to do some works. We all know what I'm talking about out there. No, Lucy. Naughty, naughty. Always got to do it on the cards. All right. Damn. All right. So now I'll know if someone's in the studio as well. All right. So now let's see. This is a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of something. Begin with the new moon, heightened emotions, romance, fertilization, relationship, drama, that's for sure, and epiphanies are themes. The Aries Libra polarity is a relationship axis where Aries represents self and Libra represents other, whereas Aries is about self-assertion and Libra is about compromise. The Libra moon, we're especially aware of our need for relationships and all that comes with maintaining them, compromising, negotiation, graciousness, and balancing. The Aries sun, and on the other hand, is self-assertive, leading, and personally courageous. Full moon urges us to strike a balance between meeting our personal needs and attending to the needs of a significant other. But within reason. Don't throw yourself down and let the person walk on you. It's just not going to work out. So think of yourself too. Between independence and autonomy and the dependence or companion about ability. Now, Libra moon is diplomatic, equally equality focused and fair-minded. See, if you stay that way, you're going to get screwed over. So don't do that. The Aries sun values authenticity over tact and is energized by independent efforts. The full moon illuminates this conflict. Now, relationship epiphanies occur now, and we're likely to experience revelations about our independence and need for others and partnerships. Saturn harmonizes with the sun and the moon, while Pluto forms a square with the light. There can be helpful interactions with superiors or with older or more experienced people, and benefits can come as a result. There can be a choice to structure, limit, or simplify our lives in a significant way that leads to major improvements. All in all, we're a little more careful and conservative now, but we can also feel a lot of pressure related to our ambitions or desire for more control over our lives. Fortunately, all planets are direct at this time, helping us to feel less burdened or held back. Phase of the moon occurs at 26 degrees and 46 minutes of Libra, affecting people with personal planets and points 23 to 30 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, and 0 to 1 degrees of the six signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Most significantly, so I'm just getting thanked all which ways around. I found out that I have Aquarius in my chart, and it's my node, north node. I'm a double Leo, double Taurus, Libra, Aquarius, north node. That's weird. And my Venus is a Scorpio. Yay, and there we go. We brought bringing it to you, your forecast for the next week, which personally I'm just like, what, really? Already it's that time for another full moon. Last, the moon, we couldn't finish seeing it because it was like all the way behind the tree line, but it was like halved and totally orange and just huge, really up close. So we wanted to see more, but it's like seeing more. Now, if y'all are catching it outside, like about 3-4, before the sun really comes up, you'll see Jupiter and Saturn like really close together, and then I believe that's North Star right there, and it looks like someone holding a lamp or something. It looks like two eyes. It's so crazy. It literally looks like a person. All right. So I'm going to do my Pokemon cards, and we do have some news. And yet, it seems like my internet is trying to go down on my shit. Don't do that, no. I hate when it does that. I don't know if it sounds choppy on the other side on the radio, but it sounds choppy as fuck over here. But I am going to mark this one short for my forecasting because it still leaves me 45 minutes to fuck with. So I will be back. We're going to do it in segments since it's so choppy. I don't want to, if anyone comes in the studio and asks for chair readings, I don't want it to get messed up. So we will be back. And that's good to meet y'all.